to let people know that, you know, there are other political alternatives to what's on offer at the moment. And given the current political climate, I think now is just the right time to be launching People Before Profit in Donegal.
Obviously, the fact that Eamon McCann took a seat in the Assembly in the last elections in Foyle, having tried for years and years, points to the fact that there is something of an upsurge in popularity and interest.
Definitely so. Austerity, north and south, it's really, really killing communities. And People Before Profit are opposing this austerity. And the likes of Eamon, you know, have been champion of the people for years, so I think it's wonderful that he won a seat.
From your own point of view, having unsuccessfully contested an election previously, do you believe with more of a party organisation behind you, you could do better the next time if you choose to run?
It's hard to really sort of say how successful I could be next time round, but I know that when I did run, the party wasn't well known in the county at the time. But, I mean, you know, it's been growing consistently now over the last couple of years, and people, you know, are starting to notice who People Before Profit are. So it's a very, very good thing. And hopefully, you know, we just will build more and more support for the party. Because we're, I believe, a very fair party, very gender balanced. And what I like about our party is there's no party line. So everyone is allowed to have their own opinion. And I think that appeals to other people as well, because a lot of people don't understand that, you know, the parties that you have to toe a party line, even if you don't really agree with it, but you've promised to do so, so you have to. So that's where we differ.